Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I think it can only help my campaign. It's been a fun year with Vavilov doing that. I think I'm the only one running currently, so I think I'm in good position right now. It's been good fun, and you know, hopefully everyone helps. I would like to think so. Yeah, I mean, I think with every year, every tournament, every experience, you know, can only help. I think just all around, I think I'm putting things together, you know, better and better. I definitely feel more confident out there in everything I'm doing. There used to be some liabilities people would talk about in my game. I feel like I've cleaned those up, you know, pretty well. Returning was big for me. I think I've gotten a pretty good hold in that, feel comfortable, getting a lot of guys' service games now. But, overall, just feel like I my purpose out there, I'm executing it well, and I feel like I know, you know, kind of what I want to do almost every point. I mean, made third round here a couple of times, for me to make the second week here, and at every slam, you know, going forward is my goal. And, I feel like, you know, if I'm playing, you know, good tennis and how I can, I feel like that's, you know, kind of where I belong. And, I was able to piece it together today well and play a good match, and, always happy to get through the next round, but definitely the hunger and excitement is that much and more. I think every round you make, you want to just keep going and keep playing good tennis, especially in front of your home fans here. Not really a better feeling throughout the year than being an American at this tournament. Obviously I want to keep playing, you know, as far as I can go. I mean, some obvious tactical stuff, you know, when I'm out there playing, but more so than anything, the confidence, you know, is first tie of the day of that rubber and our first rubber of that tie. And, I got down two sets and, to come back and get, you know, three there and get us off to a good start, only gave me confidence, you know, going into the summer because it was kind of the first, you know, it was a kickstart of the summer for me. But and obviously against, that opponent and playing him today, took a lot of stuff away from that, watched some video of it. Used what I did well there in the last three sets to again today, and it worked out. I would contribute a lot of it to it. Maybe in the past years, you know, I was like he was saying, you know, I was happy to make, you know, third round and kind of whatever happens. But I feel like definitely more, you know, on a mission this year and I have been at most tournaments and going forward, I like I said, I feel like where my tennis is and confidence and, how I can play, you know, my goal is to be competing to win, you know, tournaments that I'm playing instead of, you know, just content with, you know, making a quarter or, you know, whatever tournament it is. So, definitely, you know, on a mission now to compete, to try to be winning these tournaments I'm playing.
Jack, two things. First of all, what was that song?
That was Luke Combs' Hurricane. Great song.
Yeah. Can you just describe the emotions at the end of your that match? And what were you doing there? Was that a double?
No, I was fencing with my racket. I had became good buddies in Rio with one of the U.S. fencers, Miles Chamley Watson, and he lives here in New York. And been getting him to try to come out and watch a match, and he's been, you know, busy doing his stuff, and was able to come out today. And so, kind of on the spot. Thought of turning the racket into a, I think it's called a foil is what they call it. Thought of turning the racket into one of those and doing something for him, you know, for coming out. So I think people are enjoying it, and I've seen the video, it looks pretty funny actually. But if he's in the box in the next one and I'm able to win, you might see a cleaned up technique and a better version of it. That's a tough question. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of circumstantial. I mean, you can say you match up well against a guy, but, you know, if they're having a great day and you're having a little bit of off day, you're at these tournaments and everyone's in the draw for a reason and everyone's a professional tennis player for a reason. And so I think you know, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. And yeah, you can say, yeah, I really match up well against this guy, but if you're a little bit off, these guys are too good, you know, at this level, they'll take advantage and they can get you. So yeah, I mean, you know, today I feel like, you know, playing a guy like that, he likes everything, you know, in the slot, and he dictates really well if he's, you know, on the baseline and moving the ball around, and that's how he won this tournament a couple of years ago. And so I tried to today for me, big for me today was the variety. It was a lot of kick serves, trying to get out of the strike zone and keep him on the move and throwing some slice, and you know, I was able to work well, especially, you know, with the windy conditions. So yeah, I mean, but that's kind of my game style, going up against anybody, and you know, hopefully it works. I mean, I think you can always improve, you know, every part of your game. I only say that because when I got to play a match, or people like to talk about my tennis, they talk about serving and forehand is what I hear all the time. And so, obviously, you know, when I'm playing guys or the general public like to talk about maybe the weaker side being my backhand and all that, and I think I've improved it, you know, tremendously. And used to, you know, serve big and maybe get into a lot of breakers, not being able to get in guys' service games. And I feel like that's changed, you know, dramatically as well, and feel very comfortable returning. I think the doubles has honestly helped a lot. Even the week in Rio, I was returning really, really well, and I'm taking that in, that confidence and kind of just that flow and rhythm into all these matches, and I think it's showing. And so, yeah, I mean, when you can, you know, hold comfortably and then, you know, you're in a lot of guys' service games, it only makes it, you know, that much easier out there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.